Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. Like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. The website up there, weather.utexas.edu. These are my audio weather thoughts on this Tuesday, 22nd day of February, 2022. Folks, got a strong cold front down into North Texas this hour, right along the I-20 corridor between Dallas, Fort Worth, and out toward Midland in that area. So that is what we're watching. That colder air is poised to move south. Temperatures in the single digits this morning down into the Texas Panhandle, so that colder air is there. We're going to see one more warm day today. The front having passed now into the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we're going to see if this thing may be a little ahead of schedule, but I do expect us to get a full day of heating in across central Texas today. That means we're probably going to see the mid, the upper 80s today. Will not be record territory. Our records for today and the next couple of days are generally in the 90s, so not a big issue, but it will be unseasonably warm. By tonight into early tomorrow, a lead upper air disturbance, so moving very quickly by in the upper parts of the atmosphere, will traverse south central Texas. And as it does so, what it does, we always talk about this, it begins to shape the upper air pattern and allow some of that colder air at the ground to move south a little quicker. So I expect the cold front into the Austin area. I'm going to say 12 midnight tonight, but there could be a lot of forecast bust with this before it's all over and done with. It may come a little quicker given the fact that we're already seeing temperatures down in the 40s as far south as Brownwood. Going to watch it pretty carefully, but still counting on the 80s today. But if that front comes to the south any quicker, that will put an end to any possibility of 80s, especially in the northern parts of the area today. Once the shallow wedge of cold air comes in, I'm talking about less than 5,000 feet thick above our head, we're going to be into an overrunning pattern with additional upper air disturbances from the west going to move west to east across the area. And, of course, as the much colder air moves in, the real question becomes, what's the temperature profile look like? I think we have to watch tomorrow night, Wednesday night, once we get only into the 40s during the day tomorrow with that colder air arriving, you got to think we'll be pretty close to freezing, at least in areas north of Austin tomorrow night. So I got to include the possibility of some freezing rain in areas north of Austin tomorrow night, particularly as you move up toward Temple, Killeen, Belton, northern parts of south central Texas. Perhaps it's going to be a very, very close situation as far as that weather's concerned. But not only for tomorrow night, not for Wednesday night, to Thursday night morning only, but I think once again for Thursday night, Friday morning, possibilities some freezing rain and sleet making its way into the northern parts of our area as temperatures fall to near freezing. Rain chances continue on Friday, and then we'll see maybe another shot at that for Friday night and early Saturday as temperatures fall well into the 30s. The overrunning pattern will persist, it looks like, through Saturday into Saturday night, early Sunday. That'll bring the final disturbance through here and finally allow surface high pressure to build over the area and skies to clear during the day Sunday and into the first part of next week with temperatures warming up just a bit. Again, it's going to be kind of a close weather situation over the coming days. You want to stay tuned to the latest weather information as we make our way along, and we'll begin to be able to kind of resolve a little more, if you will, exactly what we're going to see locally on the I-35 corridor. And again, the key times, Wednesday night into Thursday morning, Thursday night into early Friday morning, and in addition, late Friday night into early Saturday morning. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Tuesday, 22nd day of February, 2022. I'll update my text forecast, which is, of course, on the website, in addition to my audio weather thoughts again on Wednesday morning. Have yourself a good day.